All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. We're right in the middle of a Texas Blues Part 2 episode. That's our format of today's show. We're doing Texas Blues, and the first artist we recovered was Omar and the Howlers, which is a band I hadn't heard in a while, but I'm glad I've kind of dug them up, I suppose, in my research, and at least listen to those guys a lot. Just kind of forgot about them. Now I'm starting to listen to them a lot again. Now we're going on our next artist in our Texas Blues show here is going to be ZZ Top. And ZZ Top, you know, yes, their rock is blues based and everything, but people don't realize back in the day they were pretty much hardcore blues. They were very good, and they put an edge to it, but every one of their albums had a really good blues tune in it. And people think of ZZ Top now, you know, the short dressed man and legs and all that with the cars and the MTV, but back in the days those guys were hardcore. And their very first album, I think it was 1971, was called ZZ Top's first album. Very creative. But that's some really good tunes on it. And here's one of my favorites right here. It's called Just Got Back From Babies. Thank you. or just got back from babies. ZZ Top on ZZ Top's first album, 1971. You know, I really like Billy Gibbons. I'll go on record right now and say my favorite guitarist is Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Is he the fastest? No. Is he the most technical? No. But he is so original. You can just hear 3 to 5 seconds of his guitar playing and you know it's Billy Gibbons. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, they started, you know, pretty much straight up blues, and they mixed the blues rock into it. And he described their sound as blues-based electric boogie. And on this album here, I found a, I think a Rio Grande Mud album, I found a good instrumental called Apologies to Pearly. And this will demonstrate right here how good a guitarist Billy Gibbons is. Here is ZZ Top, Apologies to Pearly. Apologies to Pearly. ZZ Top, a fine instrumental there. And it shows you how the musicianship of this band. You know, Billy Gibbons, he's my favorite guitarist. You know, he's the front guy, he's the singer, only guitarist in the band. But Dusty Hill was a very, I would say, next level bass player. Very underrated bass player. People talk about all the best bass players of all time. His name never comes up. I don't know why. But he's just as solid as a rock. And Frank Beard on drums, go figure that. The drummer's last name is Beard, and he's the only one that's clean shaven. But he's a wonderful drummer. And these guys, they really don't get the credit. And you think about it, these guys started a band and they didn't have a lineup change for over 50 years. And of course, the great Dusty Hill, the bass player, passed away. And his bass tech, Elwood, took his place and they're still touring today. When you think about that though, 50 years. And, you know, part of being in a band that long, you got to get along. So these guys, they were friends. And they actually spent a lot more time on the road than they did at home. They're a very heavily touring band, and they're still a heavy touring till today. And I like the fact they started with the blues, and one of my favorite blues songs of theirs is this one right here, Fool for Your Stockings. This is, I think, off the DiGuello album, ZZ Top.
just a fool for your stockings, I believe. Now I don't mind when you send money and bring your girlfriends with you, but how could one be so thoughtless to try and handle less than two? But that's all right. That's all right, baby. I may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe it.
There is Fool for Your Stockings, ZZ Top from the DiGuello album. Just how tight can you get right there? That's a slow song, it's a groove song, but it just shows off Frank Beard and Dusty Hill's rhythm section. The bass and drums right there are just as solid as they can possibly get. ZZ Top. Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Frank Beard didn't have a lineup change from their inception until over 50 years. A lot of recording, wonderful songs, very, very underrated musicians. But they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, hey, don't go away. We got some more Texas blues coming up with you in just a few minutes. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.